Hi there. I just posted a tweet about a little incident I had at Canada Post this afternoon, and I thought I would elaborate a little more with Audio Boo. Just for those people out there who ship a lot of things, you've got to be very, very careful with Canada Post, I'm noticing. Now, I don't want to go as far as to say that there are unscrupulous personnel in some of these postal locations, but always double-check your shipping rates with the online rate calculator that Canada Post has before you go to the post office or the post office location. I was shipping a small parcel to Australia. Actually, it was my old iPhone, which I sold on eBay, and according to the rate calculator, I could send it for about $15 as an international small packet surface mail or surface packet. And I took it to a post office in North Oshawa, and the gentleman there proceeded to tell me that the cheapest that he could send it was $36, which is an international small parcel. I questioned that. He said, nope, that is definitely the cheapest, and if you can get it cheaper online, use the online label printer or whatever Canada Post has. Well, I took the weight measurement he gave me, put it back into the online calculator again. It told me it could ship for $15. I took the parcel to another Canada Post outlet in Curtis. The gentleman there said, sure, we can ship it for $15 as an international small packet. So, again, I don't know if this is intentional on the part of this this other post office on Rosslyn Road, but if it isn't, then at the very least they really need to be reeducated. So just for those of you out there who ship things, always double check and actually get a second opinion if you think the rates are too high, because you know I'm just concerned that there are people who are paying more than they should to ship parcels. So that's my little deed to the world, good deed, if you should so choose to accept it, and talk to everybody soon. Bye-bye.